on KLYT. This is ABQ Connect.
Okay. Thanks for joining us on ABQ Connect. Alex, I meant to ask you this off the air. And by the spelling, someone would say you should know. Schrader or Schroeder?
Yeah, funny question. I say Schroeder.
Okay.
But I was told my whole life to say Schrader.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to say Schroeder.
Yeah, please. Yeah, my wife and I decided to start saying it Schroeder when we had kids because we thought it would be easier for them to not have to correct
now
all
I'm
their friends.
Now I'm just picturing a little kid playing a little piano.
Yep.
For those who are old enough to, you know, right? Especially if your name's Schroeder.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, Peanuts, created by Charles Schulz, a man who loved Jesus. Mm. So it's a compliment, brother. Mm. Now, you are on staff over at Desert Springs Church. And what exactly is your position there?
Yeah, my title's discipleship pastor.
Okay.
Yeah, so I oversee
the really important stuff.
Yeah, that's right. The way I put it is it's any discipleship ministry that isn't connected to our Sunday morning gathering.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, so much appreciate that because often I know, listen, the gospel's primary. The gospel, and that's a regular thing on it. That's a life verse for me. 1 Corinthians 15, Paul said, as of first importance, that which I also received, right? I think we often, as the body of Christ, forget that Christ would have us make disciples that can go and repeat the process, and it's so vital, not only to bring others to the truth of the gospel, but then prepare them to go and share it. So, thanks, Alex, for that work. That's stellar. Love it.
Thank you. Thanks.
Now, and forgive me because even the event info you're handing out. In the past, now the website at the bottom, it says clarusabq.com, clarusabq.com. But this event, which is the Clarus event this year, is on this rock, Engaging Rome. And it's scheduled for October 17th, 18th, and 19th at Desert Springs Church on Osuna, which is dscabq.org. And on there, on the website, you'll find the information. I do again want to direct you to clarusabq.com for this event. Let's start with this, with the time we have. For those not familiar with Clarus, what it is in general every year. And then let's move into the focus of this year and see if we can get some folks signed up and attending.
Yeah. So we have described Clarus as our annual theology conference. What we want it to be is it's a chance for us to bring brilliant, pastoral, godly men to the Southwest to bless churches in the Southwest and Christians that are here. There's a lot of conferences all around the United States. Not many take place in close proximity to us.
Yeah.
And so we've, by God's grace, have been blessed to have many connections and relationships. And we want to bring people here that are going to bless the churches of the Southwest and strengthen them.
Let me tell you this, Alex. For those who I know that have gone to Clarus and have been involved, I get nothing but good replies about it. So it's really something to look forward to. And this year's theme, if you could go into that a little bit, on this rock, Engaging Rome.
Yeah. Yeah. So as we were brainstorming ideas, my job is to oversee the discipleship of the members at Desert Springs Church. And I thought, what is an area that we as a church could try to address, or we could bring others in and are going to do a way better job of it? And this was an obvious one. There are a lot of really godly Protestants who are thinking very carefully, very charitably, about Roman Catholicism and are going to be way better at equipping saints in the Southwest to think about it well, to know how to engage our friends and neighbors and loved ones, how to ask good questions, how to share the gospel, how to encourage these people we love to grow in their walk with Christ from different theological traditions.
Well, and the truth is, the culture in New Mexico is steeped in Catholicism.
Yeah.
And I'll I've confessed to you off the phone or off the air, and I'm not ashamed, or I'm ashamed to admit that at one time I was a very hostile person as a young Christian in how I engaged with Catholics, and I have brothers and listen, if someone clings to, trusts, and relies on the gospel of Jesus Christ. And really, they and God know whether or not that belief is to salvation.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to figure out where exactly someone is. What I've gotten to is a place where I'm going to share the truth of the gospel in whole, in love.
Yeah.
Sharing in a way that because I care and love the person that's on the receiving end.
Yeah,
and that's the vibe I get of what this year's Claris event is to be able to engage in conversation. Can you walk through the speakers? Are you that familiar with the speakers? Do you need that?
No. Yeah. Okay. So we have three guys coming. One is Gavin Ortland. Gavin Ortland oversees a ministry called Truth Unites. It's largely a podcast and a YouTube channel, but it is a tremendous resource. I've been following Dr. Ortland for probably the last 4 years on this ministry. When he started it in the middle of COVID, he just did this as a project to serve his church, and it grew and grew. And he realized there was a real niche need in evangelicalism for Protestants engaging Eastern Orthodoxy and Roman Catholicism. So if you go to this website, Truth Unites, you will just find tons of resources from Dr. Ortland, having interviews, conversations, going back and forth.
The name's not unfamiliar to me. Yeah, this is a big name.
Yeah, so, you know, many people know Ray Ortland. So this is one of Ray Ortland's sons.
Okay.
And he marks his ministry as being an irenic ministry. That word irenic is not very common, but it's peaceful. And if you listen to him, he is so gracious, so kind. He has served me personally in helping me grow, Steve, like you were saying, that muscle of having convictions, but being gracious toward others.
Yeah.
So he will serve us tremendously well. Another brother that's coming is Dr. Chris Castaldo. He is a pastor in Naperville, Illinois. It's a suburb of Chicago.
Right.
He has written a handful of books on why do Protestants convert to Catholicism? And a lot of that's from his own personal life. He grew up as a Catholic and then came to know the gospel, the true gospel outside of the Catholic Church, I think when he was in college. And so his ministry has done a lot of engaging with Protestants and Catholics on the issue of conversion from one tradition to another. Currently now he's working on a book on the conversion of Michelangelo. Back in the Renaissance, was a Roman Catholic and along the way became convinced of these Reformation beliefs and converted. And so,
I'm not going to do my best Johnny Carson, but I did not know that.
I didn't either. So this is like a pet hobby for me to get into church history and to have guys that are both in churches with people and writing thoughtful, engaging, helpful books with Roman Catholics.
You guys brought in heavy hitters.
I am really grateful for this lineup.
Yeah.
The final guy that I haven't mentioned yet is Dr. Leonardo Di Chirico. He is a pastor of a church in Rome, Italy. So he's in the shadow of the Vatican at the heart of the Roman Catholic Church.
Yeah.
And he's coming all the way from Rome. I am so grateful and excited for him to be here. He also, while being a pastor of a church there, leads another ministry called Reformanda Initiative that's engaging in Protestant Catholic questions. And they've got a podcast and a website with all sorts of resources. He has a new book that's just come out called Tell Your Catholic Friends. It's on how to engage with Roman Catholics in talking about issues of faith. Again, we are really grateful for these three brothers that are coming to lead our time on this Friday evening and an all-day Saturday.
Well, and let me say this. Thank you to Desert Springs Church. This is an investment in our community, and so much appreciate what our neighbors right down the street are doing. And I'm not going to go into details about the pricing of this. I will say that it's affordable, and most anyone can figure it out if you want to go to get it into your budget. And the place to find out details about the guests that are coming to speak and the topic is Claris, that's C-L-A-R-U-S, clarisabq.com. And let's maybe close with this. For those that are listening, this is really for everyone, isn't it?
Yeah.
We brought up Protestants and Catholics. This is a good place for all of them to come together and have a dialogue.
Yeah, certainly. My hope is that this will equip saints in the Southwest to know how to respond. I've used three C's a lot in my communication, that it's going to help us think clearly, carefully, and charitably. That's really our aim. We want to do all of this in love.
Yeah, you know, and something we didn't really bring up, you know, in New Mexico, we probably see things happen both ways, where there's Protestants going to Catholicism and vice versa. But in families, you know, flesh, blood family, this can become really divisive.
Oh, certainly.
And I'm going to pray that the people who need to hear this hear it, and that it's a healing for those families here in New Mexico. Alex, we're out of time. Ethel Maharg is on deck, and she's doing great work at Love Life, mobilizing the church for the unborn. And we want to get her in before the top of the hour. But any closing thoughts on Clarice?
I hope you sign up. If you've got questions, don't hesitate to reach out. There's a email address on that website. Again, clarisabq.com. You can email in. That would come directly to me, and I can field whatever questions you have, and we'd hope to see you there.
Okay, and if you forget the website, go to klyt.fm. If it's not there already, you'll find it on the events page on our website. We do hope that you'll prayerfully consider engaging with this, not only this year, like I said, man, every year, just top notch. So kudos to the team at Desert Springs. So much appreciate the work you guys are doing, Alex.
No, thank you, Steve.
All right. Hey, stick around. As I mentioned, Ethel's on deck. We're going to get back to Love Life and the work being done there on ABQ Connect.